Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program, and we do have Senator Bozeman with me on day number two. And Senator, we have two special guests on this open mic, and that is Jerry Holmes. He's the Cleburne County judge. Also, we have the mayor of Heber Springs, Jimmy Clark. And here today, we're talking about seniors and the food that they supply with Meals on Wheels, which you've heard me tell this story. I was the pilot program for Meals on Wheels. You know, I was only 16 years old. I had a little Honda car, which was one of their first ones. My mom says, "Son, this is what you're going to do today." And I delivered meals. And I didn't do it for any money, but I got a check for mileage because they knew how much mileage it was. And that was the beginning of Meals on Wheels, helping seniors. And that was a life-changing experience for me because I went and seen these seniors that may have been the only meal and only person they seen that day. So this is a big program.
It's a big program. And you know, it's so nice that you were able to do that. It helps those individuals and it helped you in the sense of giving back. But you're right. These are individuals that if it weren't for programs like this, they couldn't take care of themselves. They would wind up in an institution, you know, a rest home or whatever. And that would be a much greater cost to society than the situation they're in. So these things are so, so very important. And the good news is that they're working reasonably well. They need all the support that we can give them, though, because we have an aging population.
That's true. We're getting older and here in Arkansas. And Jerry, I know that is a big soft spot in your life because you were raised by seniors. Your grandparents raised you, and that's why you've always reached out. And we've talked about this off mic, and that's why I'm always behind you. Say, "Hey, we're doing this." I said, "I'm on."
You bet. You bet. And I appreciate that, Bob. I appreciate what you've done early on in life. And like I said, being raised by my grandparents, I've had a soft spot for those people pretty much all of my life. And seeing the situation that our center is in here and what they do for the community, we decided last year, you know, we could step out and do just a little bit more. And so we came up with our first annual Feed a Senior fundraiser. And last year we fed around 730 people and raised the center almost $11,000 after expenses. So March 29th of this year at 6 o'clock here at the community center, we're going to have our second annual, and we sure want to invite everybody to come. And I want to personally thank the mayor for providing the facility and being a part of this. He has the same goal that I do. You know, let's raise them as much as we can and get as many people as we can here.
That's right. Next Friday night. And Mayor Jimmy, this is something that's awesome. I mean, we got together last year and it was just one of those things. Hey, let's do it. And next thing you know, it was a big turnout. It's great. And it's just how communities come together to help those in need.
That's part of the community. It's a wonderful thing to see. And of course, we always have to give a shout out to Miss Alma and Sharon for leading this program. But what's great about it is how many people that show up that are concerned about our community and about our seniors and doing a wonderful thing. So,
and there's one thing, Senator, we talked about on open mic before. There's some things with the senior centers, it's not their fault. Like the volunteers. The volunteers are minimum wage. That's just a volunteer position. Sure. When the minimum wage went up, they only had budgeted for that much, so they had to cut hours back. So that hurts seniors, and that's indirectly a problem that we have to fix, and this is one of the ways we can do it.
No, exactly, and this is not only helping seniors in this area, but I think the example is certainly something that we'll start talking about. We're so proud of you all in the, you know, in your efforts of doing this, but I think this is something that, with you all setting the example, other communities certainly are in the same situation. But what a great way for the community to come together and help just a little bit, you know, all of the people represented there, just giving a little bit, and all those little bits together make a huge difference. And in the lives of people that simply, you know, at their stage of life just don't have a whole lot and certainly are dependent. But we need to help those. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to do that. And I just appreciate the example that we're seeing here of people actually not talking about it, but actually doing something. You know, that's great.
That is great. And then we also need to talk just a moment about the small business. Heber Springs is really going. These two guys have really made a difference, but that's what we're seeing, just an extra help of a small business here, just giving a little talk.
Well, this is huge. You know, as I go around, it's jobs, jobs, jobs. That's what I hear about. It doesn't matter what's happening overseas or domestically. If you don't have a job, make a living wage, support your family, everything else is unimportant. So Small Business Administration is one of those agencies that can be very, very helpful to people in various situations. So the commitment here to embrace that, we're going to do some other things to get them more more active in the community. The chamber does a great job here. The leadership, all of it is centered around creating economic activity, and that really is what it's all about.
Well, thanks for taking time and talking with us here in Open Mic, and we will look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
No, thank you so much. It's good to be with you as always.
And Jerry, thanks for taking time and helping us promote this thing and letting us be a part.
Well, we appreciate you, Bob, and we certainly appreciate the Senator taking his time and coming here and being with us today.
And Jimmy, we're going to eat a lot of catfish.
You bet we are, and I really want to thank the Senator again for coming. Great with business leaders here in town and the chamber, and so I want to thank you again, Senator.
Well, we appreciate you guys' hard work and, again, the example that you are for all of us.
Okay, next Friday night, got to remind everybody, be at the Community Center, Heber Springs, and it starts at?
6 o'clock.
Bring some money and let's help the seniors.
Let's have some fish.